based upon what was said, anyone, I will conclude, anyone now, after all of these experiences, all of these chapters, anyone who believes that the resistance can, accept any accusation to any one of its members, to any one of its leaders, whatever the threats be, anyone who believes this is mistaken.
يخطئ من يتصور هذا المستعجل بده يطلع الاوامر.
Anyone who believes, those who are in a hurry to release the indictment, anyone who believes that we will allow the arrest of any one of our mujahideen and the arm or the hand which will be extended to any one of our mujahideen will be cut off. So anyone who believes that they can arrest any one of our mujahideen is mistaken. The third point, anyone who believes that the resistance will not defend itself in the face of any accusation or in face of any assault is mistaken. And we will defend ourselves in the way which we choose, together with our allies in the opposition, in the Lebanese national opposition, our allies who always are caring or are paying attention to the situation in Lebanon and for the calm situation in Lebanon. And anyone who believes that threatening us with an Israeli war could be successful is mistaken. No. If you threaten us with an Israeli war, you're predicting good things for us in the future. We're not afraid of wars. I repeat, whoever threatens us with a war is predicting us, is bringing us good news which we look forward to, whether with an indictment or without an indictment. We are ready for any Israeli war on Lebanon so that we can, God willing, bring about our great victory. The fifth point, anyone who depends on the Americans is mistaken. I repeat, anyone who depends on the Americans again is mistaken. Those Americans, when they were at their greatest power, when they were at the height of their power, when they were threatening and when they were launching wars, they left you alone. They betrayed you. Today, they're not at the height of their power. They are lost. What can they do for you in this state? The sixth point, you have lost all of the chances to set the situation straight. You lost these chances and you are still losing these chances, but a chance still exists. So that the situation is set straight, you must hold the false witnesses accountable and hold those who fabricated them accountable. However, instead of holding them accountable, you are providing them with protection, with certain legal lies or judicial lies, I don't know how. Whoever wants the truth, whoever wants justice, must hold these false witnesses and those who created them accountable. We have a discussion now in the cabinet. The question is, why hasn't the judiciary taken any steps to hold these false witnesses accountable? At least, ever since the Prime Minister spoke with the Sharq al-Sadr newspaper and confessed to the presence of false witnesses, why hasn't the judiciary taken any moves? Because the true stance, in your point of view, is that there are no false witnesses. The true stance is that the file of false witnesses will lead us to very, very high-ranking figures, will lead to the biggest scandal in the history of Lebanon and in the region. And for this reason, you are providing protection to the false witnesses. Not to protect person X, Y, or Z, but to protect who fabricated them and who created them. We told you, investigate and prevent these leaks, we told you to look into other assumptions, possible Israeli involvement in the assassination. We have some information and evidence. I look at some Lebanese politicians, by the way, who say they know everything, politics, medical issues, geography. When I provided my information or evidence regarding possible Israeli involvement in the assassination, one member of March 14 said he got this information, I got this information, from Google, from the internet. And when the Israelis themselves said these are true pictures, the Israelis looked into them and so did others. The Israelis themselves said these pictures are true. After that, the people here in Lebanon put their tongues in their mouths. Where is Google now? And last of all, this last point, the Lebanese now, let's speak now on the 11th of the 11th of 2010 for the sake of this occasion. The Lebanese now have a golden opportunity, yes, they do. Very clearly, they have an opportunity to save their country from what is being planned by the Americans and the Israelis. And some are walking with the Americans and the Israelis. They are aware, some are aware, some are not aware. They are taking the country to a certain state which serves Israel, does not serve Lebanon. There are Syrian, Saudi efforts being pursued. You Lebanese have two choices. You either surrender your country to Feltman and to Clinton and to Suzanne Rice and to Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney and Kissinger and all of these other figures. Or we as Lebanese, we have a will and we have the courage to sit down with one another and to speak the truth to one another and to cooperate with one another, to cooperate with the Saudis and the Syrians to reach a way to address the situation. But nobody should be mistaken. When we speak about addressing the situation or reaching an agreement, this doesn't mean we agree to being indicted, we agree to indictment against us. No. No such agreement should involve this. Whoever accuses us, he himself has killed, not us. But after 5 years of the tribunal and the investigations and the scandals and the mistakes, the time has come to put the destiny of a country in our eyes, in our vision, and to say, which way can we achieve the truth? Does this special tribunal make us achieve the truth or does it not? This is a choice which a Lebanese must make. On this day, on the 11th of the 11th of 2010, on the day of our beloved martyrs, the martyr who summarizes all of our martyrs, on this day, I would like to promise you and I would like to relieve you, we will overcome this phase. We overcome phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase three was very difficult, the July 2006 war. We overcome phase four as well. We had 33 days in phase three. We had 3 hours in phase four. Phase five, which we are living in today, yes, we have a big conspiracy and we have international regional forces and local forces taking part, but I tell you, God willing, we will overcome this period with our heads hung high, with victory, and we will achieve victory just like we did in the previous phases. Our destiny in Lebanon, our fate in Lebanon, as long as we are paying attention to our country, to our dignity, to our choices, to our honor, to our generations, to our children and grandchildren, we will always be subject to pressures as long as Israel and those who support Israel exist. We will surrender on this day, the day of the martyrs of Hezbollah, on the 11th of the 11th of 2010, the day of the Prince Ahmad Qasir. We wrote with the blood of our martyrs. We are a group who have made a pledge to God and to His angels and to His prophets and to all the good people. We will continue to walk on this same track until we achieve either victory or martyrdom. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, live from Beirut, we were just listening to Hezbollah Secretary General Seyed Hassan Nasrallah giving a speech on Martyrs' Day. Quickly, we're going to go to the end of the speech and some of the highlights of what he said. This regarding the UN International Independent Investigation Commission otherwise known as the SDL, in which it is reviewing details behind the Hariri assassination. Basically, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said that if there are going to be any indictments, which many expect to be coming out before the year's end, and maybe even sooner, it's going to be unannounced. If there are going to be any indictments against any members of Hezbollah or the resistance, that he is not going to stand by that. His quote, anyone who believes the resistance can accept any accusation against any one of its leaders is mistaken. Those who are in a hurry for an indictment, he said, or are going to arrest any of its members, as he referred to them as Mujahideen, is mistaken. And anyone threatening them with an Israeli war, well, that he, in a sense, entertained. And of course, rounding up this probe, in which the United States just recently contributed $10 million to the investigation, he said anyone depending on the Americans is mistaken. Just some of the highlights which we will review in our news bulletins. And stay tuned. We have more headlines for you coming up at the top of the hour, which I'll be giving to you. And of course, after that, we have the Press TV news analysis at 18:33 GMT with Nargis Mobility. Stay with us here on Press TV.